This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Advice is good yesterday as it is today from the 940.
It's terrible advice.
Cooper Flagg time, baby. And that's right. So in case you missed the breaking news in the crosstalk or on our Facebook page, and I'd really appreciate it if you would follow us at the KNC Masterpiece.
Hashtag Tolo Go.
It's got an ampersand is what I'm going to say. I don't actually know if that's how you say the word because I usually say it wrong. Kyrie Irving has suffered a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee. So
somebody texted in Kevin from the 214. Got to talk to my therapist soon. For some reason, I'm only able to be intimate from hours 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So when I started, I didn't read that all the way through.
So stupid.
I only read the first part and I assumed it was about Kyrie. So that's what I was thinking today.
Did you now?
Today can be your therapy. Like today, okay, with the KNC Masterpiece, we can be your therapy. You can text in, let your feelings out, let your real feelings out. Here's what I suggest though. Don't aim your anger today.
Okay.
Just vent it out. Vent it out. Whatever it is that hurts you the most about what you saw go down with Kyrie last night. That was his body.
And I promise we're going to get to the sports of this all. But I just have a quick side question. Are people more inclined or less inclined to get it going when they're sad about sports? Like, does that make you feel better? Or are you like, I'm done?
Well, I'm going to say if you're drinking, it's less because then you're just more excited, more interested in having another drink. You're like, this will make the pain go away. By the way, it doesn't make the pain
okay
go away for a short period of time, but you're gonna feel it the next day and you're still gonna be there, and probably after the alcohol you're a little more depressed, so all those things kind of go in together. But if there's also a thing though where, hey, I need something to satisfy my soul. I need to relax a little bit. All right,
yeah,
I need to get a moment where my innie and my outie both experience the moment.
Somebody's been watching Severance. From the 817.
Alec looked very confused.
I'm so concerned.
From the 817. This is also Nico's fault. From another 817. Time to hashtag capture the flag. Now that is with two G's. I love it. No notes. You're doing great work this morning, 817.
Now text in Tolo Go from 817 and he's going to love you even more.
This is absurd. You lost. You had the best I think you had arguably the best tandem, or surely one of the best tandems of bigs in the league. And that's before you made the trade that most everyone really, really disliked, except I found out yesterday somebody at my church really liked the trade. That was shocking news to me. But most everybody disliked that trade. And then you get a third big. And so now you definitely have the most badass trio of bigs in the NBA. And then every single one of them gets hurt. Mm-hmm. Now, not that far removed from that, Kyrie Irving hurts his knee, went ahead and still shot the free throws. Turns out he has a season-ending torn ACL. He's out for the rest of the year, and this team is screwed.
Yeah, because
that's my analysis.
If you made this trade on 2K, you could turn off injuries, and you're pretty happy with the trade. Like, you're like, hey, man, I got a lot of pieces that are going to work out really good together. Kevin, in the grand scheme of things, I could see how the Anthony Davis addition and Luka subtraction, if everybody else is healthy on this team, could be an absolute blast to watch. Hell, we saw it for three quarters. For three quarters, yeah. This team looked like, oh my gosh, if they play with this level of basketball, nobody's going to be able to beat them, because nobody has the bigs that they have. Nobody has a talent like Kyrie and a talent like AD, but health is a problem. And right now you hear Jason Kidd talking about it. We need bodies. Like, we're running out of bodies.
Did you hear?
We literally just signed a guy to a two-way contract, and he was the leading scorer last night for the team.
He was so sad when he said that too, which I get. He goes, hey, we're trying to figure out a way to finish these games and have enough players. But the guys, they regroup, they're trying their best. But you could tell how freaking crushingly sad.
You could tell by how crushed he was, Kyrie.
Yeah.
He gets up to shoot free throws, tears in his eyes. Tears in his eyes, because he knows my season's done. And a lot of other people were putting the rest of the season on him, including himself. He was putting the rest of the season on himself to say, I have to pull us out of this. Whether or not he agreed with the trade, he was like, whatever it is, I'm going to be the one that gets the Mavericks to the next place and goes out there and plays his butt off for everybody. And the city started to love him for that purpose, because he was like, over the last few years now, we've watched him grow and evolve with this city, and it was an exciting thing. And that's why he was so heartbroken. They convinced Clay to come play here.
Yeah.
And now Clay's looking at it going, I might be the best offensive player on this team. PJ's ankle's still a problem. Like, this team looked like it was well on its way. But what was the one thing, Kevin, I said at the beginning of the season, no matter how good they are, they got to stay healthy. And I did not expect this level of bad health.
So now another thing I'm thinking about, and I know we're all kind of in the moment and thinking on the fly together, is Kyrie Irving has one more year left on his deal, and it's a player option. So the assumption all along has been, obviously, he would opt out of his player option, sign a new deal, whether it was with Dallas, which is what I presumed, or somewhere else. But now, with the injury, I wonder, do you ride out the player option, take the guaranteed $44 million, whatever it is, money, and you're like, hopefully my injury will just recover and I'll still be able to play next year, but then I'll be able to really make some money back. I don't, just throwing that out there.
As a fan, I hate what you're saying.
Sure.
Because in my mind as a fan, I want him to say, I got unfinished business here, no matter what it is. I told this city I was going to do this for them. We built the team like this. I asked for the band to be together, for us to put this band together. He did. He was telling the media, I've talked to Nico and Jason in ownership. I want the band to be together. I want to continue building this band together. So that's what I want to hear, is I don't care about what happened with the injury. I'm coming back full force for the Mavericks. But that's just me as a Mavs fan. Somebody, Kevin, asked, when do we start holding Jason Kidd accountable the same way that we do with McCarthy? Isn't it his job to motivate players to be better? Kessler Edwards, nobody had ever heard of,
yeah.
And he comes in and has a fantastic night. Moses Brown ended up having a monster night the other night. Kai Jones was your leading scorer last night. He's getting dudes off the bench. He's been able to scrap together wins out of nothing. And then on nights where you all of a sudden have a wild injury like this, and you get blown out, like that one's an emotional loss right there.
So somebody brought this up from the 972. Is there a correlation between the injuries and absence of Casey Smith? I will tell you, I talked with somebody a couple weeks ago entrenched in the organization, and they also asked that question. They didn't definitively...
He's the best.
Yeah, they didn't definitively say, I think this is why, but that question did come up there as well. And now it's a tricky situation. I know we'll have more time to figure it out, but if you just think about the range of, let's just say 6 to 12 months for Kyrie. Okay, 6 months, September. Hey, could you be theoretically ready to go for the start of next season? Yeah, maybe. Oh, rock on. But what if it's closer to 12 months? Hey, are you going to miss the vast majority of the regular season at a time when we also traded away Luka and you're wondering who's going to be running the offense as the primary ball handler? Well, that's a big ass difference right there.
Yeah, it is kind of a when you see an injury like that to Kyrie, there was this feeling of don't worry. We have the best player on the planet right now. Oh, crap. We did.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's with another team, and he's trying to learn how to enjoy life with them right now. And it looks like he is. Are they the 3 seed right now? Like
They've been playing very well.
I know Jaden Hardy did go down with the sprained ankle last night, too. That's another
thing. Which feels oddly inconsequential. Same thing with P.J. Washington in the game before that. He had re-aggravated his ankle some, I believe.
Yeah.
But, okay. So I know people hate
you. Just
this.
Cruise through the rest of the season. I know kid wants to win, and I know you're trying and everything, but at this point, I'm not usually like this. I would get frustrated when Mike would third game in the season be like, just fold the tent, guys.
Sure.
We might as well quit. That's I would get fair. Frustrated by that. I'm not usually like this, but right now, all the cards have been played. Every card's out there, and you just have a waste deck. That's all you have. You have a junk deck right now. You have nothing left to work with.
Man, From the 214, you're doing great work this morning. I'm going to bring this up later in the show if that's okay with you. From the start of the season until now, this is the most heartbreaking season of my life for any sport. And I think in the regular season, you could make a really strong argument for that. For the
Last year's Rangers season was very heartbreaking because you were trying to defend a title and then injuries.
You're right. But at least you didn't trade away Corey Seager, yes. Right? Like, and that's what makes this feel all the more...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devastating. And I'm with you about, like, look, you only got 20 games left. You're 3.5 games up on the Suns. Maybe you should focus on the Blazers because the Suns all hate each other and that team is imploding, probably worse than any other team in the NBA right now. So you're 4 games ahead of the Portland Trail Blazers to fall out of the playoffs altogether and get a better look at a lottery pick. And I understand it's probably not going to happen, though. Thank you very much, 817. I definitely have already tweeted out hashtag capture the flag with 2 G's. I think that's the only logical run now. Is you don't have to tank on purpose. People call it organic tanking when you just play the younger players with the hopes that they'll get better and you're just going to lose the games because you just don't have enough talent. And you fall out of the playoff picture altogether because I don't see any way in hell that this team picks back up any momentum.
I don't understand, Kevin, how you keep fans interested.
Because they'll tell you that Anthony Davis is going to come back soon. I think that's going to be their ace in the hole. I'm not saying that's going to work.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out what, yes. And if I'm Anthony Davis, I'm probably looking at the rest of the season going, why do I want to be on that court right now?
Yeah, like, don't forget how close to needing surgery it really seemed like he was. So are you going to risk it with somebody who's had injury concerns throughout their career? Or are you going to be like, hey, don't worry about it. Take your time.
Yeah,
get the surgery.
That's the part where I don't know how as a Mavs organization, and that's got to be, if you're the PR group, I know they're working on fan engagement by raising prices. If you're doing those things, you got to go even further than you thought you were going to go before to not just recapture the people that are already been ticked off and left, but now the people that are just like, what do you got to give for me? Because I'm seeing nothing here now, guys. I'm sorry, but I can't. Look, I'm going to be a Mavericks fan. I will continue to support what they're doing because I am a Mavericks fan. But this is not going to be a fun rest of the season to be part of.
Like, this is legitimately the worst timing for a set of injuries, right? You made the trade that people were pissed about. And then Anthony Davis plays badass for 3 quarters, and then he's hurt. Now,
and that's what you say to yourself. Hey, look, if we win, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Everybody will forgive us if we win.
I'm even surprised that some people are like, I even won't accept it then. But you're right. And so, okay, he plays great. Maybe it's going to be okay. But then he gets hurt. And you're like, I knew it. I hate this stupid trade. I hate everything about the Mavericks. And then yesterday we talked all about how mad people were about the price increases. That same night, you get absolutely smoked at home. Don't let that get lost. Is that you got worked by Sacramento. And now we find out Kyrie is out for the rest of the year. The day after, you're like, hey, we got to raise season ticket prices because we're, I don't know, investing in the team or whatever nonsense that they threw out there. Like, that is the worst timing.
It's okay, though.
Is it?
Roll out there for some more Max Christie.
I do like Max Christie.
Spencer Dinwiddie. Some more Najee Marshall.
Okay.
Some more Clay.
You wanted to say Quentin Grimes, right? But remember, we got rid of him for a player that's not ready to go. And Quentin Grimes had 44 this week.
Yeah, let's get Caleb Almost Martin out on that court.
He can't get on the court yet.
Why not?
Because he's still hurt. Or he's working his way back.
Just get Casey Smith on him. He'll be fine.
Well, we don't have Casey Smith anymore.
He's with the Knicks now.
And I don't mean Martin is working his way back sarcastically. I'm just saying, like, don't forget, that's another trade. that the Mavericks made for somebody who wasn't ready to come back? Well, I don't know, dude.
This is a hell of a way to start our day. Hey, we got Dante Exum, though.
That's fine.
These are role players.
I know.
These are role players that you put next to Luka. I'm sorry. I keep going back to that first part of the trade and everything. These are role players that are now going to be asked to be $43 million players.
From the 469, feels like we're running it the way the Cowboys do. If the Mavs win the lottery and get Cooper Flagg, is that a sign that the league was in on the Luka trade and the lottery was quid pro quo? 100%. I'll tell you this. I might just be grasping at straws. But right now, the number one sports conspiracy I believe in is they sent Luka to LA for all the reasons that Mike talked about. And they said, we'll take care of you with the rest of this and the lottery and everything like that and Cooper Flagg. If that happens, well, it's still going to be an S season, but that would make me feel a little better.
The Mavericks have assigned Caleb Martin to the G League. That's so he can
to rehabilitate.
His work, right?
I'm not going to lie, Corey. The way this day has started, I thought you were going to say they've assigned him to the injured list for the rest of the season because he's now out as well. And then I might have just
improvement.
Yeah, no, it's not. I guess. Jerry, that's a fair
for
point.
For him, Jerry's looking at this going, this is great.
That is improvement.
Mavericks were trying to steal everything from us, and guess what happened?
Now, I went to a...
I'm sorry, y'all.
I know.
I love y'all, and I'm sorry that we're going through this together.
Well, I went to a research paper from Stanford University, which, Corey, I know
where Malcolm Moore's from.
Have fiery thoughts about that being the
Malcolm Moore was also designated.
That's fine. He was never going to make the team. We'll get to that and Walcott and everything like that. Stanford researchers have been studying ACL injuries in NBA players and how it affects them.
Awesome. We got Stanford on it, baby.
The average, you might not love all of these numbers. The average return time is 9.8 months. So let's just go ahead and say 10 months. 10 months from now is November, which early November, which actually not so bad. Actually, it's the beginning of January. I don't know why I said that. Save the fan text. I got it. I messed it up. I'm sorry. That's the beginning of January. So not great, but not horrible. However, 11 to 16% of players never came back to the NBA after they suffered this injury.
I want to say the F word, but I can't. Our boss just walked by. So, but it's sports. I'm emotionally hurt right now.
You can. You just shouldn't, and you'll have to lunge.
There'll be a very big fine.
For the dump button.
Y'all, hey, you know what? Y'all can say it for me if you want to. Y'all can text it in. Say it for me. Say it to your windshield right now. Don't say it to your boss.
Yeah, that's probably...
Maybe say it. I'm not suggesting. But just say it to your windshield or whatever. Say it under your breath so you can get it all out.
Do you want to talk more about this or do you want me to try to talk about something positive?
We'll figure something out.
Okay, coming up next. Hey, just text in positive or negative. The positive will be about the Rangers. The negative will be more about this. 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
I'm the best paint score in the league.
Got Kyrie down here. That is obviously a major concern, what's going on right now.
Spot on, Mr. Folliwell, because Kyrie Irving is out for the rest of the year with an ACL tear in his left knee. Now, the people have spoken. They said, I'm not done being negative just quite yet. And so that's fine. We will dive into it. So Kyrie is out for the rest of the year. Perhaps more importantly, and I wanted to just throw this out, a few moving parts to all of this. So we went through the Stanford research paper. Knee injuries, in case you missed it in the last segment, knee injuries per Stanford researcher Kevin A. Thomas make up 14% of all reportable NBA injuries and cause the most amount of time to recover. It averages out to 9.8 months. Let's just say 10 months, all right? So 10 months would put you at January 3rd, January 4th. 11 to 16% of these players never come back. I think Kyrie is going to come back and he'll be in the larger category, but by the time you got to January 3rd this past season, do you know how many games the Mavericks had already played?
25.
35.
Yep.
So you're talking about 42% of the season. And so that's if you hit the average. Now, I realize if he's a fast healer and everything is great, he could be back by the beginning of the season. Awesome. On the flip side, if he misses any more time, now you're talking about missing more than half the season. Meanwhile, all of this is happening. Kyrie Irving has a player option for next year. And if you're going to miss a big chunk of time or potentially miss a big chunk of time, I kind of wonder if now all of a sudden, is that my
Your computer's doing it again, dude?
Man, the volume has never worked on this computer, and now it has. So we're just going to go ahead and close out every single tab on the computer to make sure it's not an issue anymore. I need to figure that out.
I'll teach you how to turn
meantime.
Off volume.
I mean, seriously, I didn't even know the volume worked on this computer until the last 2 days. Anyway, $43, $44 million for his player option, and you have to decide that by June 25th. So by June 25th, you're still going to be pretty far out in the process. And so now I wonder if we've gone from the assumption that Kyrie will opt out and then he'll hopefully re-sign with the Mavericks to, well, if I'm going to maybe miss half the season, I'll go ahead and opt into my player option and then we'll see how the rest of the season goes and potentially build up new value from there.
There's no doubt in my mind, Alec, that Kyrie will find a way to contribute while being injured. He is the guy that's like, I know I'm the leader. These guys look up to me. I'm going to find ways to inspire, whether it's sitting up in the stands and starting a beer brawl, you know, just to get everybody all riled up or something. Whatever it is, that's a Shoresy thing. Whatever it is, he will find a way to contribute. But is it worth the $43 million? And whenever he comes back, it's going to take time. You're just talking about how long it's going to take just to be ready.
Correct.
It's going to take time for him to trust that leg again, to trust being able to go up and do the things that he does. He won't be the same player next year. And that's the time where you're saying you're trying to make that run. He's not going to be the same player next year.
That is a good point. And then it feeds into the discussion about where the deficiencies on this team lie. Well, one of the things that we've talked about is, I mean, right now, all of their bigs are injured. Otherwise, where did the deficiencies lie? When you traded Luka, who's your primary ball handler? Obviously, it's Kyrie Irving. And then you're going to go to Najee Marshall, Kessler Edwards, and Dante Exum.
Hell yeah.
In the meantime, maybe Max Christie gets some run in there. But pretty much everybody I just listed, don't you think of them more as like a, oh, no, you're like a two or a three. I do not need you to be the primary ball handler. So short term, I don't know what they're going to do for the rest of the season. At the start of next year's regular season, I'm not sure how that's going to work. I saw some people joking that Anthony Davis will be back to be the point guard. Don't know.
He actually, he was kind of running point whenever he was for those three quarters that he was here.
So this is, it sucks, and Kyrie is about to turn 33, so I'll need to dive further into that Stanford research paper to see, like, if the older you are, the longer the recovery time goes, which makes a lot of sense, but this is a disaster for the Mavericks. It's a disaster for this season. It's a disaster for next season. It's a disaster, Corey.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was a special bond that was starting to build between Kyrie and Max Christie, too.
Yeah.
You started to hear some of those stories about Kyrie getting beaten to the arena a couple times by Max Christie, and he was like, I can't stand that. That kid is too good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's out there. He's younger than me. I'm 23, and he's out there getting to the arena 7 hours before the game to get shots up, and he's like, that's my thing. What are we doing here, man? And he's trying to share that wisdom, trying to, you know, within games, get in his ear and calm him down in big situations, trying to give him that confidence to maybe be a primary ball handler for 5 minutes at a time whenever he's off the court when he's healthy. Now that's not the case. So I was getting excited for that. And now you can still contribute, as Corey was alluding to, off the court in some ways. But
it's not the same.
It's not the same thing anymore. So I am worried about that. What does that do for a team whose confidence already had to be shaken by the litany of injuries that they've suffered, the big trade, all the negative media, all the fan reaction? They've had to have one of the worst mental seasons of their careers to this point. This doesn't help that in any way. The morale has to be at the absolute floor, the absolute lowest it's been all season at this point.
And now you're going to run out Dinwiddie as your point, Dwight Powell is your primary post player, at least for a couple more weeks, until Hopefully the cavalry comes back, but that was a whole other thing that we were just talking about. Who are you pushing to come back? Are you pushing Anthony Davis, who has a history of injuries? Are you pushing a young player like Derek Lively and potentially mess that up? Are you pushing Daniel Gafford, who I still think will be with this team, but he's got to think in the back of his mind, I'm about 15 months away from really getting paid.
Yeah, I again, this is where I'm saying you don't push anybody. You just cruise this season and go, we effed it up. And if you're Nico, I know you're... Kevin, what would we do in this situation? All right, we got to bury our heads and try and figure out how to fix it.
Yeah.
I know that's what Nico is trying to do.
Yeah.
But at some point, you have to look at it and go, we royally effed this thing so bad.
Yeah.
And we don't know how we're going to... We have to hire 4 or 5 different PR teams to come help us right now. Because we've screwed... You couldn't have expected... Maybe you could say, hey, Kyrie's older he might get injured. But the amount of things that have happened since the Luka trade, starting with the Luka trade, the amount of things that have happened since then, as Nico and as Dumont, like, he's got to wear this. You got to wear the crap out of this one, dude. The city, like, if you want this city to love you the way we love Mark Cuban, you got to be upfront with them. You got to wear this crap and say, I screwed up bad, and it's going to be nothing but me trying to fix it from here on out for y'all. Because that's all that we want to hear right now. That's all we want to hear. Otherwise, those boo birds you heard that one night, you were going, is this for me?
Yeah.
They're here to hear them even more.
So if you think they're going to start losing, obviously, I agree with you. Maybe you think they should start losing. I was kind of looking at the standings, Corey. There's a lot of really, really awful teams in the NBA.
Awesome. So we got a chance.
No. Not awesome.
All right.
That means we have less of a chance. I think ideally the worst record you could get to is the 9th worst record in the league. And at the 9th worst record in the league,
you already have 32 wins.
Yes. Which normally you'd be like, hey, great. Now you're like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. So that gives you 4.5% chance to get the top pick in the draft. We've talked about this. This is a deeper draft by far than last year, outside of having a, you know, obvious number one in Flag, whether you're thinking Ace Harper or Bailey, whether you like Trey Johnson at Texas, whether you like VJ at Baylor. There are more high quality prospects, or so it seems, in this draft. That's probably not going to make anybody feel any better right now, but it's the best I've got.
Well, can we get to 11 wins?
11 more wins?
No, just can we take some of our wins away and get back to 11? Because that's where Washington is right now.
No.
I would like to be where they are.
Unfortunately not. I think the best you can do is get down to pick number 9. So for the people who are asking, can you tank for Cooper Flag? Yeah, you have essentially a 1-in-20 shot to win the lottery. And if you do, then hooray! Maybe things will get better before they get crushingly, crushingly worse.
I mean, I guess the biggest thing to learn from this is Jerry Jones was right.
What?
Y'all really do need to give Jerry his flowers on this one. He's always said the best ability is availability.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not available, like, look at this team right now. Nobody's available, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what's happening? Jerry's sitting there going, see? Look at that right there. He learned that lesson with Dak this year, didn't he? Dak's ability was that he was always healthy, and then all of a sudden, bam, 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 it hurt. This stinks.
Not have, I'm an idiot.
Look, man, you aren't on the court. You can't help us win. You're just going to keep stinking.
All right, so what I'm hearing is Corey wants us to do a segment later in the show. Who are you more out on, the Cowboys or the Mavs?
Who do you love more right now?
Okay.
Who do you love more right
Positive.
Now?
Positive.
There you go.
All right. From the 972, this Flag turned the fans around? To a certain extent, he might. But I think,
dude,
you've gone so scorched earth with the trade, now the injuries, the ticket prices. I get the ticket prices frequently raised, and that in itself is not a big deal. But to have that come out right after you traded your franchise player that everyone wanted to stay, that's bad.
If you have a bad culture in your locker room, Flag can't help it. Like, he won't be the change for it. You can't rely on one dude to walk in and do that. You have to make sure. And that's why Jason Kidd, I give him a lot of credit. He has somehow kept these guys fighting. And right now it's going to be difficult. But if you want to get Flag and you get him, he has come in and that culture has to be ready to rock with him.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's dive into some baseball nuggets and hopefully look for happier times next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for baseball nuggets, and I know what you're hoping. It's been a tough first couple of segments.
You need to tell the people, Kevin.
Kyrie out for the year with the ACL in the left knee. So I don't want you guys to panic, okay, when I tell you what I'm about to tell you.
No, no.
Don't panic.
When somebody says don't panic, first thing I do
is panic.
Yeah.
That's okay. Right.
This is from Kennedy Landry.
I lose my water and then a panic.
Kennedy Landry tweeted out, Adolis Garcia is a scratch today with an oblique injury. Bruce Bochy said they're going to get him checked out.
Ah!
I told you don't panic.
Which oblique is it? Did you say?
I do not know. I'm sorry.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to look this up real quick.
Wyatt Langford told us both obliques are pretty important.
My friend Sean McFarlane. Left oblique injury.
Okay.
Ah,
the left oblique is the most important. We just learned this. Wyatt didn't know because he's so young in the game. Now we have two right-handed hitters. Both have left oblique injuries. I said blink, I think. Both have left oblique injuries. Kevin, I think you're learning right now that I was right in the first place. The left oblique is the most important oblique. Dude, and we're going to talk with Jared about this at 120 today. He was talking. Adolis can carry a team for like 2 weeks, right? Yeah. Like he can do it on his own. And you needed him to come back with a season that was one of those that was like 2 years ago.
Hey, I told you guys not to panic.
I'm panicking.
From the 682 OMFG, this Metroplex is screwed and cursed. From the 817 OMGGG, not Bag Nation, not El Bombi, now two. From another 682, guys, it's clear the sports gods are punishing all DFW teams for the stupidity of the Lakers trade. Luka trade. I mean, same thing. Another 682. 682 is bringing it hard today. This has to be the worst season for Dallas in Fort Worth sports. I want to make this clear. He's just going to get checked out. Wyatt Langford, it was 5 to 7 days. And then about 5 days later, we talked with Bruce Bochy, and he said it would be 10 more days. So look, could you make the argument that even in a good scenario, he might be out for 2 weeks? Yeah, probably.
From the 682, Kevin. Sorry, guys. I got to turn it off for just a little bit until the Ranger season starts. Don't do that, by the way. I just want to let you know, here's how it went. I know it sucks for you guys, two teams run by idiots. You guys have nothing to do with it. I'll see you guys on opening day. And so what did I do? I replied back to him, Adolis is out with an oblique injury now. And he was like, F this place. I was like, hey, look, if you're going to leave me, I'm giving you even more bad news on the way out. So, but he'll be back, I hope. Yeah, it stinks. Oblique injuries this early in the year.
Okay.
From the 817, things are looking pretty oblique right now.
Look.
Yes!
You're doing good work, 817.
Tolo going. This is really screwing up my Tolo going today.
Yeah.
How are people going to be excited?
I'm not feeling it.
To get it on if all these injuries keep piling up on us.
From the 682, we lost because, God, I hope it's not somebody we need.
Stane Dunning.
Luca, Kyrie, Mikey B.
Dane is in great shape. He looks fantastic.
He is. As much as we talked about the mechanics of his pitching, he's lost some weight as well. He looked fantastic. We lost Luca, Kyrie, Mikey B, and now El Bombi, GJFC. You can figure out them.
Okay. You know what, though? It's spring training.
Mm-hmm.
It's one player. It's not like it's a multi-million dollar pitcher that we're concerned about here.
This is
one player. We got extra outfielders on purpose this offseason that could slug. So like Jock Peterson's there for a reason. Your dude Osuna. This provides more opportunities for Osuna today.
Okay.
Today Adolis was supposed to just DH. Okay. All he was going to do was DH today, and he was batting like eighth or ninth in the lineup today. Osuna was ahead of him. So this gives your boy Osuna some more opportunities. And more than anything else, having Wyatt out and now having Adolis out has given more opportunities for other players to get these opportunities, chances.
Look, I will say people are very engaged today, and that's good. From the 817, just tweaked a groin, Tolo going. Good for you.
Nice.
From the 972, also, we lost John Cena to the dark side. I do have an update on that. Have you seen this update, Alec?
What is this update?
The John Cena trading cards that you want to exist, they exist. So there's one of John Cena in Cody Rhodes' face being a bad guy, and then there's the triple card with The Rock, John Cena, and Travis Scott, and there will be one triple auto out there of the three, the one-of-one triple auto, if you go down the Tops Now route.
Already bought them.
Okay.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yep. Flipping the coin.
All right. So I do have other baseball news, unless you guys feel like we need to linger longer on the absence of Adolis Garcia. Which we can do.
No, I think we're okay.
Okay.
I'll just panic again, so move on.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need more panic in my life. Actually, I think there's only one way to fix this.
Hmm. Oh, no.
I think we're going to have to spin the wheel of misfortune.
Son of a bitch.
If we want this city to be right again, we're going to have to pay off something for the wheel. Right now, it
feels like we might need to update the wheel. It's been a minute.
There's right some real old cheese back there.
Yeah, it has the K-Love sticker on it, and it's all cheeses. So we might have to just roll out a whole new set of things and sacrifice our taste buds or bodies for the wheel.
Dude, Colby's been waiting like 5 years to give us new ideas. So let's just text him. He's got a bunch.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to have to do here in the next. We might have to do it this week, Kevin.
Okay.
Just for the sanctity of this city.
Now, I want to make this clear. This is another just regular thing. So don't freak out about it. All right. Sebastian Walcott, Abby Ortiz, Cody Freeman, Malcolm Moore, among others, were all reassigned to minor league camp, which we all knew was going to happen, okay? There's nothing there. All knew was going to happen.
I'll be very honest. I will not freak out about this because you're right. We knew Walcott wasn't going to play in the majors this year.
What?
That is my Twitter, at in the majors. We also knew that Malcolm Moore doesn't love Harvard or Stanford that much. Is it Harvard? He doesn't love Harvard that much. But also, he wasn't going to be on the big league club this year. So these are all things, all those names you just threw out there, that's okay. That's good because now we can start focusing. We can start turning our attention to the big league club.
Now, I'm going to mispronounce his last name just to make it a little bit more fun, I think. But did you see they also assigned to minor league camp outfielder Trevor Halver? And so for everybody who keeps asking about Trevor Bauer, we have a player that is somewhat similarly named. He plays a completely different position. But so all of those guys are assigned to the minor league camp. That was the plan all along. The plan was not to have Adolis scratch with an oblique injury. And we're going to revisit that. Bruce Bochy said he's going to go get checked out.
We'll
see how that goes.
I hope.
It could be worse for the Yankees. Their reigning rookie of the year pitcher, Luis Gill, was shut down for at least 6 weeks with a lat strain.
Oh.
All right. So oblique strain.
Which lat?
I'll start trying to find out.
All right. Thank you.
It's a high grade lat strain. There's not any more
high grade though.
Specificity.
In the lat?
Yes.
A+.
Yeah. You ever tried to swing a bat without a good lat? Lats and bats go together.
I have to admit, sometimes I'm not exactly sure which part of my body is supposed
your
to
lat?
Be. Yeah.
It's like right here on your back.
Oh, okay.
The lat muscles.
It's mostly taken over by fat either way. So I'm like, I strained my fat.
Okay.
That's usually.
I think it was Tommy Maddox once. He said the training staff told him he pulled a muscle. Or he told the training staff, I think I pulled a muscle. And they said, you have to have muscles to pull muscles. I always love that one.
From the 425, you know what? I have good news. You got any bad news on the Stars, Kevin? Let's just get it all out right now. I have good news for the Stars. Word on the street and on the internet is that Liam Bischel is available to return tonight. He missed the last three games, and obviously there's a big gap in there too because of Four Nations with a concussion, and he is the dude who hits on this team.
Yes.
Like we've talked about it. The Stars, I'm not saying the Stars are just a finesse team, but they are not a hard-hitting team by any stretch of the imagination. So it looks like Bishop will be available tonight, but he's coming back, and he brings so much needed physicality to your team. So look, and that's positive.
And that kind of physicality, he can play the rest of the season and into the playoffs that physical and not get hurt again, right?
I hope so. I don't.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Kevin promised that nobody on the Stars will get hurt for the rest of the year. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. That makes me feel better now. I feel better now knowing that we had to sacrifice all the other teams and all the obliques on the Rangers.
Not totally sure if that's what I said.
In order for us to get a clean bill of health for the Stars on their run to the Cup.
Okay. And I'll continue to track down more information about the ETA for Miro. So hopefully we'll get some more good news there. By the way, we'll probably talk about this more with Jared Sandler at about 1:22, but you saw Evan Carter get a couple at bats in one of the B games against some left-handed pitching. That's something that he has struggled with mightily last season. And so you want to see him get as many spring training at bats against left-handed pitchers as possible. So we'll talk with Jared some more about that on what has already been a very busy morning. If you've missed it, it might not be a big deal, but Adolis pulls from the lineup due to an oblique, and they're going to go investigate that a little bit more. And then what is definitely a big deal, Kyrie Irving, season-ending torn ACL. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Corey will ask all the combine questions.
I'm scared.
At least that's what he thinks is going to happen. But realistically, probably more terrible news next on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.